time today. This is certainly a treat. We are talking to two members of the North Regina Little League All-Star team that are going to be playing and hosting the Canadian National Little League World Series Championship. If they win this tournament, they get to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the Little League World Series is held. Jackson Bilbo and Trey Manzik joining us today. Good morning, guys. Jackson, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Awesome. Trey, good to talk to you as well. How are you feeling today?
I'm pretty good. You?
Well, I'm excited to chat with you guys about your, journey so far when it comes to baseball. So for Jackson, when did you start playing baseball?
I played my first year in 2019, and I quit because of the pandemic, and then I came back 3 years ago, so this would be my fourth year playing baseball.
Trey, how about for you?
I've been playing since I was 4 or 5.
That is great, guys. This must be very exciting for you to get to play in such a big tournament. And Regina is going to be hosting this tournament. But first, let's get to know you guys a little bit better. Jackson, what kind of positions are you playing in?
I basically play catching. I'm the catcher and left fielder.
Okay, Trey, for you?
Center fielder and pretty much a second baseman.
Well, for catcher, Jackson, what do you like so much about that position?
It's always an active position. You're always doing something and you're just really important on the field.
Great. I guess taking signs from the coaches to pass along to the pitcher. How does that work for you in Little League Baseball?
I call the pitches sometimes and then we have our own signals to let, like my coach will tell me to look over and he'll give me a sign and I'll just say that pitch.
Is there some protection measures that have to be taken? There's been a lot of talk in, Major League Baseball, how if you're not careful, sometimes the other team can pick up what you guys are doing. Do you have to be careful in that regard?
Yeah, some people try to look over because our signs are pretty easy. So usually we change them up a little bit.
There you go. That's smart. Trey, how about for some of those positions that you play? What do you like so much about them?
Well, center field, it's a lot of action and you're the captain of the outfield. And second base, it's really active and you gotta turn double plays a lot, so it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Really neat too, because often the highlights that are so big and amazing from the Little League World Series and Major League Baseball for that matter come from the outfield. Now, be honest, Trey, have you ever timed up a catch in the outfield intentionally so you could just make a dive at it, even if a dive wasn't really necessary? You ever done that before, Trey?
Yep.
I've done it too, my friend. I have done that countless of times as well. Maybe put them aside for these upcoming tournaments, which again, the Canadian Little League World Series, the winner will get to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania for getting to go against the rest of the world for that matter. Now getting to host, that must have been exciting for your parents. You guys get to stay at home. You don't have to worry about traveling anywhere. Oh, wait a minute. It's my understanding that, yes, you guys actually have done a lot of traveling. So who wants to take this? Who wants to let us know where you've actually all traveled to so far ahead of this Canadian Little League World Series?
So our first tournament, we went up to Lethbridge, but this wasn't really our all-star team. We had 24 kids, and we split them into two teams. And then we went to this Lethbridge tournament. And then after that, that was our first tournament of the year. And then we went into our all-star season, which was only 12 players. And then we went to Montana, Kalispell in the U.S., and then we were there for a weekend. And then the next week we came back, and then we had to go back to the U.S., but this time in North Dakota, Bismarck.
Yep.
And then now recently three of our players from the Major All-Stars got called up to go play intermediate in Vancouver in their nationals.
You both were one of them, or Jackson, was that just you?
Both of us.
Awesome. What was that experience, guys, like? I understand being out there in BC, it just so happened that the Blue Jays, I think, were playing in Seattle. A trip was taken down to catch them, right?
Yeah.
How was that for you? Was that your first ever time at a Major League Baseball game?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And what was that experience like?
Awesome. It was fun to see a lot of very good players.
What's really neat, I think, as well, is just being able to be in that stadium, because the Jays are kind of like the Riders. The fans travel everywhere to go watch them. I've been able to go see the Jays down in Minnesota when they play the Twins, and so many people go watch them from Canada. Likewise, for the Seattle games, I understand there's quite a lot of Blue Jays fans there. Was it like a home game for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, it was like kind of half and half, but there was a lot of Blue Jays fans.
And then after the Jays games, it's my understanding too, Taylor Swift was at the football stadium nearby. You guys were first in line for that too, right?
No.
Oh, okay, never mind. Let's go back for just a moment. Some of your favorite teams and players in Major League Baseball. Jackson, why don't you start here?
My favorite teams are probably the Blue Jays, Toronto Blue Jays, and the LA Dodgers.
Oh, and they went the head-to-head against each other earlier on this week, for sure. Trey, how about for you?
I like the Toronto Blue Jays and the Houston Astros.
And players, how about those guys? Who do you like to watch the most in the bigs?
I like Trey Turner and Ellie De La Cruz.
I like Vladimir Guerrero and Bo Bichette.
Today we are chatting with Jackson Bilbo and Trey Manzik. They're part of the North Regina Little League team that is going to be the host team for the Canadian Little League World Series Championship. The winner of this gets to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. The number of fans that come out to support this, we're talking crowds of 20,000. 30,000 even when we get into some of these championship games, which is pretty awesome. Guys, let's also talk about how this all came together for you guys to be part of this team and your practices. When did you guys first catch wind of you guys were going to be given this opportunity to play for getting a chance to go to the Little League World Series? How long have you known you'd be part of this group?
So basically we started like a little bit before the snow came, and there's a tryout. There was like 50 kids, but it was all grouped, and it was really cool. We got a tryout, and then a couple weeks later, we got to know 24 kids made the team. It was like a practice team.
Okay.
So basically they would train through us through like the winter indoor. And at the end of it, like before we went to our tournaments, they would announce 12 of the players that they wanted on the actual team.
All right. So congratulations being part of that final 12. And now that you're in the thick of summer, how often are practices being held?
4-5 times a week.
Okay. How long are those practices? Are they pretty intense? What kinds of things are you guys hammering out when you're practicing?
Our practices are usually around 2 hours. We do a bunch of defense, bunt D, and some pop flies. We don't do that much of hitting, but we focus on the D a lot more.
It seems like, yeah, that's one of the really big things that just seems so strong when watching something like the Little League World Series is just how little room there is for error when fielding these balls with the pop flies. You really do forget how these guys that are playing in the Little League World Series are. Well, I'll just ask you guys. I forgot to ask off the top. What grade are you guys in?
We're going into grade 7.
Yeah, so just the amount of work that is gone into training to get ready and how good your fundamentals have to be, it's pretty awesome. So for you guys, when younger, did you watch this Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah? So when watching that, did you ever think that there would be a possibility that one day you would have a chance to compete to be part of that very same tournament? When did that kind of click in that, oh man, this is what we can play for?
Well, I didn't realize until this year we had a shot of actually making the Little League World Series. So I was kind of happy. And when I made the team, it was just a fun experience, because if we actually win this tournament, it'll be so cool playing the Little League World Series.
Yeah, it was we watched it once or twice maybe, and it was just really cool to see how good the players were. And I never really thought that I had a chance until we actually knew that we were hosting it a year ago maybe.
Yeah.
And it was just a really cool idea for me I wanted to try out and just have a chance at making the team.
It has happened before. I don't know. Did you guys know that there was a team previously from Regina that made it to the Little League World Series? I think it was from the early 2000s. A team had the chance to go. So
2002.
Yeah, that's right. I think I was just too old to be a part of that team. I grew up in Regina as well, but I remember hearing about these group of guys from Regina that were getting an opportunity to go down there. And what's so incredible is just the experience. If you do get the chance to go down there, being on ESPN, you know, America's TSN, it's pretty awesome from what it sounds like. And it's a really cool opportunity. So let's talk about, again, gearing up for this tournament and getting ready for it. What have you guys found is the biggest challenges when playing in some of these out of province tournaments compared to when you guys just played your regular season back in the spring? What are some of the differences in the games that you guys play that you're noticing the most that makes the game a bit more challenging?
Well, there was harder pitching. There was a lot of really good ball players, and it was not our home field.
Sure. Yeah. Anything else?
It was just cool to see all like the different players, like the pitches, the faster pitchers, all different types of pitches, and it was just really cool to see and play in because it was good practice for this tournament to help us get better.
Now, this tournament, again, being held in Regina, I'm sure there's some awesome things about it, but then there's also some things that maybe make it a bit more nerve-wracking. So the best things about getting to play at home for this upcoming Canadian Little League World Series, what do you guys think some of those really good things about it are?
Well, we're used to our fields, and we get to sleep in our own beds.
Yeah, that really is an awesome thing. Anything else?
And that we don't have to eat fast food all the time.
There he goes. Point. Although it sounds fun, maybe not every single day for that matter for a whole 10-day stretch. So in regards to things that maybe aren't so great, anything make you feel nervous about playing it at home?
We don't really feel that nervous. I think we're ready to play in this tournament and that we can be one of the top teams.
Again, Jackson Bilbo, Trey Manzik joining us today on The Rock 98.5. They will be playing in the Canadian Little League World Series tournament with a berth on the line to Williamsport, Pennsylvania to play against 16 in total of the best Little League teams from around the world. Such a special opportunity. Now, this Canadian tournament, guys, when does it start again?
It starts August 1st.
August 1st? Yeah, great. Yeah. If all goes well, the final will be played August, is it the 10th?
Yeah.
Great. In total, how many different teams do you play? Is it a round robin and you'll play every team at least once?
Yeah, so there's seven teams. We play every team once, and then the top four teams basically play off in the semis. So, and then the two winners of the semis play in the finals.
And it's my understanding, too, there's some events kind of tied in the middle there that let some of the teams get a chance to see Regina and, you know, get to go down to the RCMP training barracks and do a couple other fun things. Do you guys, being the Regina team, also get an opportunity to do some of those fun things too?
Yeah, we each get one day off of the tournament, so we only play one game each day.
How does that feel? That's a little bit different than most tournaments where I'm sure there's been lots of games that are being played. To just narrow it down to one, how does that feel?
It feels really great that we don't have to, you know, play twice or three times even a day.
Yeah, it can be pretty heavy with the grind that sometimes happens when playing baseball. But when it gets to this stage with these big tournaments, narrowing it down just one a day and push right on through. Well, guys, wish you all the best. Saskatchewan is rooting you all on. You guys are wearing green, right, for Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah.
Makes it all the more easier to cheer for you guys. Wishing you all the very best for your tournament that's coming up here in Regina. Good luck, boys. And also, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today here on The Rock.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Been chatting today once again with Jackson Bilbo, Trey Manzik, two members of the North Regina Little League team that will be hosting the Canadian Little League World Series tournament with a berth to Williamsport, Pennsylvania on the line. Who will get to wear the red and white? Happen to find yourselves down in Regina, check out this tournament, cheer on those teams, particularly Regina for that matter, and we'll see if we can catch up with them when they make that trip to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Take care, guys. It's all you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.